details at northernquest.com.
590 KQNT, it's 7:23. There are two bills right now going through the legislative process in Olympia that would allow the courts to consider previous DUI convictions over a longer period of time, some as far back as 25 years. The sponsor of one of those bills is Senator Mike Patton out of Spokane Valley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Teresa.
Talk about this bill. Why is it important to look so far back if this comes in front of the courts?
Well, really, compared to other states, ours are somewhat weak. We have, within a 10-year period, if you receive three driving under the influences, the fourth one is a felony. Most states are three or less. Some states have no time limit on that. We have a very short time limit of 10 years. Senate Bill 5299 expands that to 25 years and has passed out of the Senate Law and Justice Committee. The reason that's so important is we know that people that have prior DUIs are most likely to have vehicular assaults or vehicular homicides. So we're trying to protect the public, and statistics show that people drive impaired about 80 times for every one time that they're arrested.
Senator, had you heard from families that were concerned about this, that the punishments weren't stiff enough?
Oh, absolutely. And the families are so heroic. They're making a difference. But, yes, we heard from a lady who's active with Mothers Against Drunk Driving and had a daughter killed. The person had not had priors, but after his time he spent for the vehicular homicide, he's had two more DUIs. So it's a serious problem. It's a relatively small number of people, but they're the ones that can do such horrific damage. Just here 10 days ago in Olympia, I was driving from the exit of the Capitol going one exit north. It took me an hour because there had been a fatality where a drunk driver hit a young girl from Hermiston, Oregon, Natalia Martinez. On the road, they were changing a tire, and they were on the shoulder, and this impaired driver was driving on the shoulder and hit and killed the young lady. So it's senseless, and it's things that can be prevented. We need to continue to try to change the culture. I certainly urge viewers, if you're out with somebody and they're impaired, intervene. Don't let them drive home alone. Call Uber, call Lyft, get a taxi, whatever.
Very good advice. Very good advice. Well, this is moving through committee. We'll keep a close eye on it, and we will check back with you. Senator Patton, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much.
590 KQNT, 726. Let's get right to the commute.
We still have cruise.